Looks like we're after 10 a.m., so it looks like we can get started here.
Okay.
And Lindsay, you've got all the people all signed in.
Yes, I do.
So we're going to call this meeting to order. Amador County EMCC meeting for Wednesday, April 28th. And can I get a approval of the minutes from last meeting?
I'll make that motion. Supervisor Brown.
Motion by Brown.
I'll second.
Second. Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Any correspondence from the anybody? No? Approval of the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. And financial report, Lindsay.
So not much. Currently, the balance in our account is $30,258.15. I did speak with the auditor regarding the audit that may cause about $8,500 to be returned back to the state from our account. And there has been no movement on that. So we're just kind of waiting for the state to get back to us.
Yep. So just kind of reserve those funds for now.
Yeah.
So, yep. So we have nothing on the agenda today. So I guess we'll just go through some reports here. Local CQI committee report. Justin, do you have anything on that?
Hey, good morning. I do have an item that I would like to bring to everyone's attention just as a FYI thing. We have been in the process of, I don't want to say changing, that's the wrong word, but updating the process of our MCIs. And the way that it used to be was that destination control facility would give the medical group supervisor a destination for each patient. All of our policies and MICN class and MCI modules on our websites reflected that. And since then, we have updated it to reflect, I think, a little bit more of a truer to actually follow the MCI guidelines process, which would be that the destination control facility gives the medical group supervisor the options that are available to him of which hospitals can accept which immediates, criticals, delayed, things like that. Then the medical group supervisor makes that decision on where to place those patients. So we've been updating that on the back end with our MCI modules, our MICN classes. But before we make anything official and send out an updated memo to everyone, we really wanted to include all of the hospitals, the providers from all of our counties. And so I just wanted to bring this up to the table since we have a lot of participants here at this meeting to let people know that we were interested in this and making these changes, quote unquote, official. And we want feedback from the hospitals and the providers in the area. We want your guys' participation and input. So that's pretty much the only update that we have so far is something that we're looking at. Not, like I said, not really changing MCIs, but kind of reflecting our protocols and our education to reflect what we've kind of already been doing. But again, we just want input from everybody.
Excellent. And you're going to push those out to the providers, you said, in the hospitals?
Yeah, so we're going to try and get together. I'm not sure if it's going to be via remote meetings or if we're going to do some of the work and send it out for review. I'm not quite sure how it's going to work, but we really would like to sit down and have some discussions about this. So look for something in the future from either me or Jim, possibly Mike Beecher as well. We'd like to chat about this.
Okay.
Perfect.
Alan?
Yes.
There was not a LQIG meeting in March. It was canceled due to a bunch of us being involved in COVID clinics, but okay. The next meeting is scheduled for May.
Okay.
Justin, any more updates on EMS agency?
I think that's it. Thanks for the reminder, Michelle. Jim Whitworth had a death in the family, and that consumed quite a bit of his time for a while. And that changed some of the meetings. And again, as you mentioned, there's also some conflicts with the vaccine trainings, or I'm sorry, vaccine clinics. And so a couple things that kind of altered the meeting. So there really wasn't anything significant from the LQIG. It was just a typical review of the data. There wasn't any big news or anything from that LQIG meeting. So nothing else of significance to report for the agency or the EMCC.
Okay, thank you. And update on ambulance. Not a lot of changes, just busy with some of the crews with COVID vaccines and the clinics. Call volumes just about back to normal. Things are getting back to more of a normal life now. And then one of the things that we're working on internally here in the office is we're switching our billing agency. So it's kind of a big step and a lot of implementation on that. So it's kind of what we've been up to. Air ambulance is not online. Cal Fire, anybody there? How about CHP? What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Matt McKee, CHP Amador here. Nothing new to report. Just day-to-day business, updating a radio system within our fleet to make it a little more compatible with the 21st century. And moving forward, staffing levels remain the same, and looking forward to being a good partner.
Good, thank you. Fire departments. Chief Mackey not make it?
No. It does not look like it.
No. General public?
I have nothing.
OES?
Hey, it's Navarre, OES. Don't have a whole lot to update other than the state reached out earlier this week, and apparently we're looking at additional money funding similar to CARES Act. They haven't confirmed the amount or the guidelines. They told us that they would, we should be updated within the next month, which could mean the next 6 months. But when I receive that, I'll let everyone know.
Okay, great. Public health.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Well, the new normal for us is that we have 26,000, over 26,000 vaccine into arms. So that's really good for little Amador County. We also have J&J in stock and Pfizer. We will be having a J&J clinic tomorrow, followed by a Moderna walk-in clinic on Friday. Next week, we have two Moderna clinics planned, plus a Pfizer clinic for 16 and above planned for the afternoon of the 5th. So it'll be running from 2 to 7, and notifications will be going out with reminders to the entire community. So if there are individuals that you're aware of that have been waiting for Pfizer, it is here, and we will be pushing it out.
Excellent. That 26,000 number, does that include Mule Creek?
No, it does not.
So,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mule Creek does have a number of people that may not live within the county, so they have done their fair share of vaccines there.
Yes, I know they're doing very well with vaccines down there. I believe they're COVID-free now, right?
I think they had one documented case within the last week, so it was a blip.
Yeah.
Watching.
Yeah.
Good. And that has not been released to the public. Is beyond their dashboard that they keep up.
Yes. Yep. Anything new with the sheriff's office?
It's Navarre again. Not a whole lot new at this point. No, we're working on getting some LPRs and some equipment for the jail, scanning equipment for the jail. That's all TBD at this point.
Yeah. No new sheriff or undersheriff?
Yes. Yeah. And they're you know, Sheriff Redmond and Undersheriff Middleton are getting their feet underneath them, and they're doing a great job.
Yes. Very happy for them.
Thank you.
Sutter Amateur Hospital.
Hi, this is Jessica Sharver. We have an update about our trauma program. It looks like they're going to be submitting the application June 1st. Lisa Stellmacher updated me with that. I think they're going to be doing a level 4 application. And they said that they're going to be doing an education blitz for the staff starting May.
Excellent. That's good news.
So we'll find out, you know, more information after she obviously gets it submitted.
Yeah. Great. Board of Supervisors.
And that's really all I have.
Okay. Board of Supervisors, Mr. Brown.
I do, sir. First, I want to thank Michelle for excellent running of our vaccine clinic up in the Veterans Hall in Pioneer. She did an outstanding job with all her team. One of the things the agency for Mountain Valley EMS did not bring up is Stanislaus is interested in pulling from the Mountain Valley EMS JPA. And so we have a committee going to figure out how we're going to run that and what's going to go on. We have another meeting here probably next week trying to figure things out. But one of the things I did get to do is a tour of the new educational ambulance the Mountain Valley has. It was quite interesting to see the capabilities of the training and what they can do to help out. So I was very much appreciated seeing that. I think it'll be definitely an asset for both the fire department and ALA. So I think it'll be a great asset to the Motherlode area. And for as the county, I don't have anything else up for the county.
Alrighty.
Helen?
Yes.
One more thing. Jeff, I know we thanked you a few times, but you provided lunch for both of the clinics up country, and that was extremely appreciated by everybody who was there. It kind of gave us that downtime that we needed just to relax for that hour. So thank you. We appreciate that.
It truly was my pleasure. It really was. I appreciate how much work you guys put into it, how much you guys had to do and everything else. It was eye-opening for me too. So I appreciate everything you guys did.
Thank you.
All righty. Anybody have anything else for the good of the committee? And our next meeting is scheduled for
July 28th. And I think it's going to be an in-person meeting. Fingers crossed.
Okay. All right. And I heard we're orange now, huh?
We are.
How did that happen? Well,
our community is pretty amazing when it wants to be. So, and also thank you to all of our partners. We could not have done this last year without your assistance. And everyone has gone above and beyond in stepping up and supporting a public health pandemic that we unfortunately had to weather together in our community. Yeah. But thank you. Everyone really brought their A game, and no one has ever said, no, we can't help you. So thank you.
All righty. All right. I thank you all. We'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting, and everybody have a safe week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.